Extreme weather cut a path of destruction across the United States in 2011. For Bill Wing, it began 12 months ago on New Year's Day as he surveyed the damage from a tornado that touched down in Cincinnati, Arkansas.
Sounds like everything that you always hear. It sounds like a freight train coming. So, you know, and we weren't in the direct path of it, so it just had a lot of vacuum on the house. You could feel the windows moving and the shaking, more like an earthquake for us.
That tornado was among 1,600 that crisscrossed the nation in 2011. 12 weather-related disasters accounted for $1 billion or more each in economic losses. A new record, says Chris Vaccaro, spokesman for the National Weather Service.
We've seen historic events of nearly every weather category. So in terms of snowstorms and hurricanes and floods and droughts, all of these events this year ranked in the top three or even the highest ever recorded.
The most costly weather disaster of 2011, according to David Brown of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, was the year-long drought that continues to grip southern plains states.
We're looking at upwards of $6 to $8 billion in damage from agricultural losses, from fire losses, in places like Texas and New Mexico and Oklahoma. And if the drought persists for the next several months, as we expect it will, those damages will only increase.
Chris Vaccaro says several factors may account for such wide-ranging damage. He says alongside a growing population and expanding infrastructure, large-scale cyclical weather patterns came into play in 2011.
First and foremost was La Nina in the eastern Pacific, which altered our standard storm patterns. And we also had a pattern in the Arctic called the Arctic Oscillation. That was a big factor in the winter and spring months, allowing cold air to flow into the United States that helped spawn snowstorms and also support the tornado season.
Vaccaro says while there's no evidence to connect global warming with specific local weather events, this past year's weather extremes are consistent with what climate experts are projecting for the long term.
For example, the extreme drought in the South. That is, this is a historic drought that is impacting crops and wildlife tremendously. Meanwhile, just to the north, we are also seeing tremendous floods and very wet patterns.
Climate scientists say warming temperatures provide more energy and water in the atmosphere and consequently trigger more intense droughts, heavier rainfall, and stronger storms. Peter Altman is Climate and Clean Air Campaign Director for the Natural Resources Defense Council. He expects the situation to get worse as global temperatures continue to rise. He advocates action to both reduce climate-changing emissions and to mitigate their impact.
We've got to better prepare ourselves to manage these kinds of weather events, whether they're droughts, wildfires, heat waves, floods, and that means in terms of emergency management and providing people the kinds of health assistance that you need in the aftermath of those kinds of events.
The 2011 weather extremes could be the new normal, says Chris Vaccaro at the National Weather Service. The agency is taking steps to build a weather-ready nation that calls on a growing network of partners in the public and private sector to work together to prepare for future disasters. Roseanne Scribble, VOA News, Washington.